This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley D. Excuse me. As you know, there was another mass shooting in America. Well, this time it was in Fort Lauderdale, the airport in Florida. Now, folks, as I have said repeatedly, the most dangerous place in the world to be in this country is a gun-free zone. An example is the heavily gun-controlled city of Chicago, in a place, by the way, we were just there yesterday, in a place where very few good guys are legally allowed to possess a firearm. Some 762 people were murdered during 2016 alone. If you look at the math and you do the math and you do the download, you'll find out that that's two per day. And true to form, the mass shooting in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, makes no more sense than any of the other mass shootings in this country, except that they took place in a gun-free zone, of course. Now, what we have been told is that a 26-year-old Hispanic guy flies all the way from Alaska to South Florida. After he arrives in Fort Lauderdale, he decides to go into an airport bathroom, take out the handgun that some way or somehow or another gets past the TSA from Alaska to South Florida, only to again to solidify and to verify and to reinforce the point that the TSA is worthless, friends. They have never to date thwarted one terror attack. As a matter of fact, on the opposite end of the spectrum, we'll see that they have done just the exact opposite. We have found out they have been pedophiles, drug dealers, thieves. We have seen folks just the opposite of what you've been told to their very purpose, which, by the way, is a violation of the Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment. Read it when you get a moment. Going back to this 26-year-old Hispanic guy that flies all the way from Alaska to Florida, as he goes into the bathroom, he takes out the handgun that he lawfully checked onto the plane, by the way, so we'll add that, okay? But also keep in mind the verification that the TSA is worthless every step of the way. Without saying a word, he starts to shoot people in the baggage claim area. He killed five people. After he runs out of bullets, he calmly lies down on the floor and waits for the authorities to take him into custody. Isn't that interesting? He wasn't worried about getting shot and killed. He just thought he was going to have a little fun. As a matter of fact, when you look on the videos, friends, you can see in his face he was a cold-blooded killer. Now, Scripture tells us that you are supposed to take life for life. But when you take that away, you no more put the fear of God in their face to withhold from the crime and obey God and love your brothers as yourself. Now what you do is you give a license to go ahead and do what you will. And what's interesting about all this, friends, is he all the well knows, once he's done killing as many people as he wants to kill, he's going to lay the gun down and he's going to be taken to a system that is going to show more compassion on him than the victims themselves. We've seen it over and over and over again, all the while knowing this before he committed the crime. Again, all the while knowing that the crime wasn't going to meet the consequence according to biblical law and justice. Nope. He knew that he was going to be thrown in. At the end of the day, he's going to get his hand slapped. He's going to be thrown into a prison cell, a carpeted prison cell, because we hear prisoners now in America that they're dictating what the judges do and how they actually operate their correctional facilities. Carpet, air conditioning, 3 squares a day. Hey, folks, they get to tell the judge when they agree with them and when they don't agree with them according to lawlessness. And what's interesting here, friends, is they even get degrees in colleges, all on the American people's dime. All on the American people's dime. Now, folks, let's just go ahead and watch how the American people will actually magnify this 26-year-old Hispanic guy as if to put him up as some sort of hero, the way that the American people have with the likes of Capone, Dahmer, and others, friends. Though the crimes were heinous, they still, for some reason or another, glamorize these criminals. Now, with all that said, the authorities never shot at him. They never took one shot. Not one shot, friends. The man, by the way, was a U.S. veteran who was also a member of the Alaska Army National Guard and had served a tour of duty over in Iraq. Now, I want you to get this. Last November, the man walks into the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the office in Anchorage, and told them that the Army had forced him to submit to mind control programs, including pumping him full of ISIS videos. Now, why would they do that? He also said that the military was trying to force him to fight for ISIS. America, which lays to your candor again, who is ISIS and who does ISIS work for? That's not my point today. He further said that he was sickened and guilt-stricken at the numbers of innocent children in Iraq that the U.S. military was killing through all of its drones, missiles, bombing attacks to the point of affecting his emotional stability. And of course, we are told that he was dismissed as a wacko and drummed out of the Army. He was dismissed and drummed out of the Army as a wacko. And who labeled him to be the wacko, which he proved at the end of the day to be? His family testified to the mental and emotional changes that this man had undergone after his tour of duty in Iraq. And by the way, he worked as a security guard and carried a handgun in the performance of all of his duties. In the performance of all of his duties. What I want to highlight today, friends, is pretty important, because what we have seen since September 11th is that the American people, from A to Z, in the alphabet, all 26 letters of the alphabet, friends, that it's been the American government that has been zeroing in on the American Christian, constitutional, patriot, and or conservative of the day. Even to find out this information. But now let's go back to the very beginning. We're talking about anti-gunners here, aren't we? Yet we sure are. And what's the problem with our country? Why is your government spending so much time, your representatives, your senators, your congressmen, spending so much time trying to disarm the American people in a state of terror? I just got to lay to your candor that question. Hey, folks, no free man shall ever be debarred the use of firearms, said the third president of the United States of the Virginia Constitution draft, the first 1776. Be right back.
Did you know that less than 0.5% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? and the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States have spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley Dean, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook. And or if you'd like to jump over to our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 Double E, Bradley Dean 1. You can call in at any time. Please stick to the topic. Add to, take away, weigh in, friends. A whole lot of people across this country and in 53 countries are listening today. They want to hear what you have to say. Be an example. Lead the way. Folks, also want to let you know that if you do want to call in, that number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11, and so on and so forth. And in saying that, friends, also on the topic today, because what we're talking about is the Fort Lauderdale shooter and the shooting that took place proves gun-free zones are great places to get shot. Why is your government disarming you in a state of terror? And folks, we're finding out that this was another jihadi threat. We found out this was ISIS, and then it was linked to the FBI. But people just don't want to put those two together yet. They don't want to accuse the military of actually creating more members of ISIS to work against the American people while they, again, get you and your eyes off the objective here in the sense of who's responsible for creating ISIS. Well, again, friends, let me answer that. That's all you have to do is ask yourself the question, who does this work for? Who wants to come in as the problem solver? I can tell you, oftentimes it's the one creating the problem, and we found out in the past and in the present that that's exactly what dictators do. As a matter of fact, during the tenure of this criminal in the White House that the people have tolerated over the last 8 years, how many times was he busted actually buying and paying provocateurs to stir up domestic insurrection? I'm just curious. Even using his attorney general, criminal Eric Holder, to do his biddings for him. How many times have they been busted, friends, being the provocateurs? And here's Barack on the other side trying to play the problem solver. And of course, this scale is not so beyond control of the people. And that's the problem that they're having, is the people catch on, and we still have the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and that's what is holding these people back right now. And furthermore, you still have the Second Amendment right to bear arms. You have the right to keep and bear arms. Your rights shall not be infringed, friends, and that means violated. And that's why you're still in a good place, and you can thank God for your liberties, friends, which shows you again your responsibility and the mercy of God linked into one, that you still have the power to do the right things, and they hate it. And I don't care what they like or what they don't like, friends, and I'm talking about corrupt officials in this government. Why is it your government's trying to disarm you, America? Why is it that they're stacking the cards against you every step of the way, America? I'm asking the question, and only you can answer it. I shared with you right before the break, after the last segment, what Thomas Jefferson said. No free people will ever be disbarred the use of firearms. Guess who else said the exact same quote, verbatim, line upon line, precept upon precept? None other than Ben Franklin himself. But why is it that we look at the administrations and them that are responsible to uphold our laws? Why are they trying to take us as a people and give away our sovereignty over to the United Nations, which, by the way, was created by the United States of America after World War II? Which, by the way, was created after World War II, because it failed after World War I through the likes of Woodrow Wilson when he tried to bring about the League of Nations through World War I. See how they have to use war? And folks, by the way, what is the casualty to every given war before it goes forward, friends? The truth. And truth is always withheld from the people to allow the politicians to commit the atrocities in the first place, to bring those perspective, namely ours right now, but in the past, others in the past, like Germany and Russia and China. What do? They withhold the truth. They tell them they're under attack because they want to. The dictator wants to get rid of what? They want to get rid of their political opposition. So they use their own people, and at the expense of their own people, to do their biddings for them. But why is it that, going back to the United Nations, why is it that the United Nations as well, why do they in New York have that big, that pistol? Why is the snub, the end of it, why is it tied in the knot? Why are they trying to convince the people we have to give up guns? But if you go inside of the front door, guess what you'll find? You'll find an armed guard protecting all of those that want to disarm you. See how that works? This is crazy stuff, friends. It's crazy thinking. Well, let's contrast that. Where guns are mandatory, you know that crime plummets. As a matter of fact, in 1982, the town of Kennesaw, Georgia, passed a law requiring all able adults, except convicts or COs, to have a gun. And they found out in 12 years they only had one murder from an out-of-state criminal with a gun. They've had no increase in crime. As a matter of fact, they even went out of town and went to a local prison and asked a bunch of thugs what they thought of Kennesaw, Georgia, and what they thought of the mandate that they would own guns. One of them spoke up and said that the criminals, in so many words, the brothers, right, or the Chicanos, or the white supremacists, or whatever the case might be, isn't it interesting they all knew to stay away from Kennesaw, Georgia? Of course! I mean, folks, you can't make this stuff up. There was a woman one time, you can go online, you can see several pictures of this, but it's interesting to note there was a woman that was walking down the street in a tight dress with a button on that it said, proudly disarmed. This one says, proudly unarmed. What do you think she's telling a criminal? And again, going back to your rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Again, Amendment 2. I want to tell you how you curb crime. Listen carefully. This is how you curb crime. If a violent crime is to be curbed, stopped, or diverted, it is only the intended victim who can do it. It is the only person that can do it. Curb or to divert or put the kibosh down on the crime is the intended victim. Again, if a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. The felon, the criminal, does not fear the police. He fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. Here, I'll say that again. If a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the person, the intended victim, who can stop it, who can do this. The felon does not fear the police. The criminal does not fear the police. He already knows it's going to take 10 to 15 minutes before they get to your house or wherever you're at in most cases to actually protect you from the crime and the criminal himself. I mean, do you think like the criminal is going to wait for 10 minutes before the cop gets there before he actually commits the crime? I mean, this is stupidity, friends. This is idiotic. I remember talking to some people over in England when I was in Florida. I said, how's that gun control issue working out for you? Isn't it interesting? They first legalized everything that was illegal. They advocated what God condemned. And then the second thing they did is they opened their borders to those that were invading, namely the Muslims. And now they're having a huge problem with it over there. Now, as a matter of fact, even over in England, what they're doing is they're actually stacking governmental positions with Muslims to work against the people. And isn't it interesting, after they did that, friends, is it not interesting, after they did that, then they disarmed the people? And you can better bet your bottom dollar it's exactly what's going to happen here if you don't get it right. And I'm not talking to a third world country, I'm talking to those in America today. You better get it right, because your future and the posterity's future depends on everything you do today. Hey, folks. The felon doesn't fear the police. He fears neither judge nor jury. Why? Because he has no respect for them. Because like the Fort Lauderdale shooter, he knew he was going to kill as many people as he wanted to. And if you look at his face, friends, there's no remorse. He knew exactly what he was going to do. And so what he did, friends, is right after he got done killing the people, that's all he did is lay on the ground. Threw his gun down, laid on the ground, and he knew that he's going to be taken care of for the rest of his life. That is a sick, sick nation. That is a sick population that tolerates that. Instead of, folks, let me say this, and listen carefully. He needs to be strung up publicly. He needs to be strung up publicly to put the fear in God. By the way, that's what they used to do in this country. If you were to kill, it was an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. It was a wound for a wound, a blow for a blow. If you were to steal, you were supposed to restore fourfold. If you killed, you were hung up publicly, friends. Matter of fact, after Abraham Lincoln was assassinated, they hung up how many people? Publicly, because they wanted to put the fear of God in people that if you commit such an act, namely murder, this is going to be the result of your act. But they don't do that anymore. They just pat the flesh. And as I said at the beginning, the offset of the show today, what they do is they show more compassion for the murderer than they do the victim. That is a sick-minded people. That is a sick-minded people. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught is to fear his victim. Hey, America, don't disarm. Stay armed. You have every God-given right to stay armed. So keep and bear and hold your arms that will not be infringed. But that's up to you.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I've resolved to save my office money in 2017.
Well, during Staples' January printing event, you save big when you buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off.
Oh, that kind of savings will impress the boss. Maybe this year he'll stop calling me new guy Nick.
Well, there are worse nicknames.
I've worked there 6 years, and my name's Doug.
Resolve to save during Staples' January printing event. Buy one HP ink and get the second 40% off. Staples, make more happen. Ends 1/14/17. See store staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is for you to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.25%, APR 4.43%. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Why is it, friends, when a crime is committed, they want to take the gun away from the individuals? I don't understand that. And I do understand that, because gun control is about control. You do understand that. But if I was a useful idiot like a good portion of the American people that don't think for themselves, a bunch of sheeple that are just told to go along to get along, I would understand it. I would want to give all my sovereignty up to the very one that's responsible for attempting to disarm me so he can control me in the first place. You deserve what you've got coming, America, when you go along these lines to trust corruption in government. I'm about ready to show you that. But why is it when a crime is committed, why do they want to get rid of the gun? And what do they do to the criminal? They treat him great, man. Like I said, 3 squares a deal, gets to complain about everything, gets a free education. I mean, why not commit the crime? Of course, and you know as well as I do, it's encouraged. And then when you look to Hollywood, you can see these individuals are actually teaching people across the land how to commit the crime. And then these hypocrites, which are plain useful idiots to corrupt politicians, what do? They say, we need to disarm for the politicians once again, in hopes for you to fall to their next scheme. And again, we don't want to fall to the dupes of ill-designing men, friends, and that's exactly what we're exposing here. But again, I want you to think about this. When a crime is committed, they want to get rid of the gun. Instead of pointing the person out being responsible for the crime, they want you to look at the gun. Look at the gun. Look at the gun. Wait a second. Who pulled the trigger? They got your eye off the ball. And what it comes to, friends, is education. And that's what they have been doing in public schools. And rest assured, they're doing it today. They're dumbing down the next generation to believe it's a better place in this world to disarm. And let the government have them. No, not in this country, friends. Not in this country. Just to prove my point, excuse me, you remember after, April 30th, 1999, Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold walked into their school and they shot 12 students and one teacher. I mean, that's what you get when you remove the Ten Commandments like thou shalt not kill from off the walls. So America, you sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. And apparently you don't love your kids enough to tell them what God said. Thou shalt not kill means thou shalt not kill. And Jesus said he magnified it in grace when he said that even if you're angry with your brother without a cause, you're in danger of the judgment. Boy, do Americans have this backwards. After that shooting in Columbine, interestingly enough, Rosie O'Donnell gets on television as if she can weigh in and steer the opinion of the educated, not. But she said, anybody that owns a gun belongs in prison. Well, how about you first? Because you do know, America, that her bodyguard applies for a gun permit to protect Rosie from us peasants. Because she's got a high opinion of herself, correct? Excuse me. But what's interesting to note is Americans, of course, the educated caught on to this right away. And one guy put it on the back of his van wheel and it said, blaming guns for Columbine is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat. And it's true because it falls to the same mentality. I mean, how about we have a spoon ban for fat people? Do you blame the spoon or do you blame the person that's choosing to fill their body to overflow because they're lascivious? They like to eat food to the point of overflowing their system. And it's overbearing on anybody's body, right? Oh, we're talking about Rosie O'Donnell. But folks, here, let me take it, talking about the same topic, but another branch off that tree. Did you know that, again, Communist Network News, just to show you how foreign they are to the facts, CNN lists 10 mass shootings. Did you know that? On Obama's watch. In the introduction to a Dallas police memorial, CNN's Don Lemon, folks, yes, I'm sorry, these useful idiots, namely Don Lemon, listed 11 mass shootings that occurred on President Barack Hussein Obama's watch. Now, what's interesting about this is, appearing on CNN's Wolf, Lemon previewed Obama's address in Dallas by saying, I think this has become deeply personal for the president because he's had to do it 11 times now. Now, keep in mind, this president is also the one responsible for voting in 142 to 144 days, voting in favor of murdering the innocent in the womb over 242 times. He wanted to make sure babies were snuffed out in the womb. He even voted in favor two different times to make sure that a second doctor would be in that murder clinic called abortionists in this country to make sure that if the baby came out alive, it wouldn't have a chance. The second doctor would kill him. And we know it's true because we've heard it over and over and over again on firsthand experiences. But he said, Lemon previewed Obama's address in Dallas by saying, I think this has become deeply personal for the president because he's had to do it 11 times. When we say 11 times, we just say numbers, but that's dozens of families, dozens of loved ones who have lost people that he has had to console over the years. Oh, thank you, Mr. President. Folks, really? Lemon continued by reading the last 11 mass shootings that have taken place on Obama's watch. Fort Hood, that was in 2009. Tucson was in 2011. Newton was in 2012. Aurora was 2012. The Navy Yard was 2013. By the way, we need to pull the curtain back on these shootings as well, because many of them we can see were actually provocateurs. Okay, but going on, Fort Hood was 2014. This is taking CNN for face value. Charleston, 2015. Roseburg was in 2015. San Bernardino was in 2015. Orlando in 2016. And another one in Dallas. And then in Orlando. And folks, and then to add on to that, the Fort Lauderdale shooting. But you know what's interesting about this? Is not at one point that CNN was making, did they tell you that out of the 11 mass shootings, 10 of those mass shootings occurred in gun-free zones? Why would they hold that or withhold that information from you, America? Because they don't want you to have the facts. They don't want you to know, and you need to ask the question as to when you're giving us statistics like that, why are you not telling us that they're in gun-free zones? Because they are trying to get you to look at the gun the way that they want you to look at the gun as being the problem. Not the wacko who in many cases has probably been busted for misdemeanors and felons, domestic abuse, so on and so forth, a long list of crimes. But because he did what he did on that particular day or what she did on that particular day, not knowing she's or he's gotten their hands slapped over and over by a bunch of soft judges, which produced a hardened criminal, what they exhibited on that day when they committed a mass murder. Why is it that we take things for face value, America? And I'm not talking about me. I want to tell you that first and foremost. Why is it that the American people just go along and they swallow or drink the Kool-Aid only to end up in a position where they're not going to be able to defend themselves any longer concerning a corrupt government that has been exposed for corruption how many times over in the last 60 years? I mean, it's sick. It really is. You know, I was just talking about these anti-gunners too in Hollywood. Isn't it interesting? Let's just highlight a couple of them. Isn't it interesting, like for Barack Hussein Obama, says we got to get rid of these guns, man. They're just bad. It's interesting that he has, when walking down the street, in view, 18 armed, gun-toting Secret Service members protecting him from you, the people, that he wants you to believe that he's serving, along with bulletproof glass on his car. You know, here's another one for you. Did you also notice that Pope Francis is the one who said people who manufacture weapons or invest in weapons industries are hypocrites if they call themselves Christians? Is anybody paying attention to the hypocrisy here, friends? I mean, it's over the top. First of all, I want to say, if you look at the Pope's house, you'll see that there's a large wall all the way around the property in which he resides, protecting him from the people that he allegedly serves on, you know, working for the poor people as he sits on literally a golden throne. You need to wake up, America. Pope Francis, again, a person who thinks about building walls wherever they may be and not of building bridges, is not a Christian with a huge wall around himself. Same thing with Paul Ryan, supposed to be the good guy. Same thing with Barack Hussein Obama's new up-and-coming mansion in D.C. I mean, again, let's think about what we're being told here. Let's talk about, well, folks, judging them by their fruits, because their fruit aligns perfectly as to who they are. And it's not good, America. It's just not good. Going back, I mean, we've seen Hillary Clinton do the same thing. Hillary Clinton, she's a big anti-gunner, too. You see the Secret Service around her? You know, friends, you do need to understand that the Secret Service, in many cases, is there to keep those corrupt politicians in line with those that control them. That's a fact. They're protected to do whatever they want. Hey, folks, these politicians and some of these actors that are anti-gunners, they think that they're like 007 or something. They can go ahead and do whatever they want to do at will. And we've seen politicians do this for many years in this country. And that falls to the lot of the American people that have tolerated it in the first place. No free man shall ever be disbarred the use of firearms, said Thomas Jefferson. But what are they trying to do? The president, the Pope, Hollywood anti-gunners. You know what? Let's come back and expose some of these actors that are anti-gunners. And interestingly enough, these are some of the most violent actors in Hollywood and what Hollywood has to offer. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Folks, we're talking about the stupidity, absolute stupidity and idioticness concerning the American people and the politician that want to convince you that you need to give up the right to bear arms to protect yourselves from people such as themselves. And by the way, that was the purpose of the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. It wasn't for deer hunting, America. I know everybody loves to talk about deer hunting, and you know, we can't just come out and say it the way it is. We know what it's really about, but we'll just say we want to hunt. Well, listen, the reason you're armed is in case you're being hunted by those that have no business hunting you. And it's there to defend yourselves from those that become corrupt. Hey, by the way, friends, it's in case the government goes corrupt. That's the purpose. Read the quotes. Read the studies on your founding forefathers, friends. They will tell you common sense comes into play. I'm not going to try to drive that point, friends. Common sense comes into play. Did anybody, I actually highlighted the Pope. It's interesting, when he was in America, he had 18 armed, gun-toting Secret Service members protecting him. Barack Hussein Obama, the same thing with this criminal. He wants to tell you we need to get rid of guns, but if you look at where he supposedly, or what they want you to believe that he came from, concerning his hometown Chicago, which he's not from Chicago, friends, they want you to believe that that's where he's from. Have you taken the time to see the crime-ridden namely with the use of guns concerning what's going on in Chicago's, it shows you that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. But going back to Brock, who wants to convince you that we've got to get rid of guns, it's interesting when he walks around, friends, he's got 25 inside in view, 25 armed gun-toting Secret Service. Huh. Man, we need to get rid of guns. Every time an act, a murder, is committed with the actor with a gun in his hand, keep in mind, friends, the act is not apart from the actor. He is responsible, not the gun, but the person that pulled the trigger with the use of the gun. Okay? I hope this is healthy for some of you. Without fail, the first thing they want to do every single time, what do they want to do? They want to call for more gun control legislation to the point where they gut the pith and marrow out of your rights where you no longer have the right to bear arms. You always have it, but if you forfeit it, folks, don't blame corruption in government. Blame yourselves for allowing the corrupt in government to do it in the first place. Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the arguments of tyrants. Told us William Pitt the Younger, speech in House of Commons, November 18, 1783. Necessity, let's get rid of the guns. We need more gun control. Keep in mind, these politicians are armed, and they have their little entree of gun-toting Secret Service as well. Okay? But necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. I want you to listen carefully to this next point, and then I'm going to highlight some of these anti-gunners in Hollywood. You might be surprised, because you'll find that's all they do is promote nothing but gun violence. And they're the anti-gunners, of course, only to confuse the signal. Again, read Daniel 9 when you get a moment, friends, and also read Luke 11:21. The Constitution of our states and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves, that it is their right and duty to be at all times armed. This is a letter to John Cartwright, 5th of June, 1824, military time. By who? Thomas Jefferson, the President of the United States. Listen carefully. The Constitution of most of our states, that was at the establishing of our country after the Revolution, and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people. Of course it is. We the people. Read the preamble to the Constitution and the Declaration. You can equate that with that as well. Assert that all power is inherent in the people, not the government, because America don't separate you from the government, because you are the government. Read your documents. The Constitution of most of our states and of the United States assert that all power is inherent in the people, that they may exercise it by themselves. It is their right, their God-given right and duty, to be at all times armed. Wow. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. How come when you're hearing of gun control, how come you never hear the corrupt politicians go after the criminal? Why is it they always want to overreach and infringe upon the peaceful citizens, the peaceable citizens' right to bear arms? Friends, because it tells you exactly what they're after. The Constitution, listen carefully, this was Samuel Adams, Massachusetts ratifying convention in 1788. The Constitution shall never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. Never. And apparently, these Washington anti-American, anti-gunner politicians have not read the Bill of Rights. Of course not. We've proven that a plethora of times on this show. And by the way, listen to what George Mason said, referencing advice to the British Parliament by Pennsylvania Governor Sir William Keith in the debates in the several state conventions on the adoption of the federal Constitution on June 14th, Flag Day, in 1788. Listen to what he said. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them. George Mason. Let me say it again. To disarm the people is the most effectual way to enslave them or mass murder them. And if you think that's a radical statement, friends, do your homework. You will find out that the state, time and time again, throughout the history of mankind, is responsible for more mass murder than any other group in the history of the world. You say to yourself, that could never happen here. Oh, you better watch out. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. And the way America's going today, you know it's coming. Because of what you tolerate in so many different aspects concerning the issues of the day in America. Okay, so who is Jessica Alba? Christy Allen? Susie Amos? Louis Anderson? Richard Dean Anderson? David Arquette, Ed Asner, Alec Baldwin, Bob Parker, Carol Bayer Sager, Drew Barrymore, Kevin Bacon, Lauren Bacall, Sarah Van Breathnach, William Baldwin, Candice Bergen, Richard Belzer, Tony Bennett, Beyonce, John Bon Jovi. Folks, Bon Jovi is a liberal whack job. I don't know if you know this or not. So is Bruce Springsteen. So is Bryan Adams. So is Elton. Folks, I know that's a whole different show, but I'm just starting to highlight because there's a mixture of all of these people that have this in common. Peter Barnes. Albert Brooks, Bo Bridges, Benjamin Brott, Christy Brinkley, Dr. Joyce Brothers, James Brolin, James Brooks, Mel Brooks, Bette Buckley, folks, I can go on, Dave Cannery, Kim Cattrall, Josh Charles, the list goes on, George Clooney, Jennifer Connelly, Judy Collins, Kevin Costner, wow, a little let down there, their brother from another mother, Sean Connery, Sheryl Crow, Billy Crystal, the list goes on. Matt Damon. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Sylvester Stallone. Wow. I'm trying to think of a movie where he wasn't advocating violence in the sense of Rambo 1, Rambo 2, Rambo 3, Rambo 4. The inexpendable. Folks, really? I mean, you want to talk about sticking both feet in your mouth? These actors and actresses have done it, friends. They're all anti-gunners. Promoting gun violence. Gloria Estefan. Oh, my goodness. Sandy Duncan. I mean, there's a plethora. Andy Garcia, another one. Wow. Geraldo, he's a piece of work, isn't he? He's rude, too. As is he short. Geraldo. Richard Gere. Kathy Lee Gifford. I'm just kind of curious. What protects them? I guarantee you, America, every one of these individuals in one way or another has arms around them. Probably on their bodyguards. Jodie Foster, the sodomites. Lesbian. Bryant Gumbel. I'm just going down maybe some popular names. Folks, a lot of these new names I don't know because I've been out of it for so many years. Diane Keaton, Stephen King, Kevin Kline, Lenny Kravitz, another singer. We have writers involved, TV personalities, Ricky Lake, Dennis Leary, Spike Lee. Yeah, right, dog. Yeah. Spike, you ain't armed. Who do you think you're kidding? Every one of these individuals, folks. Which one do you think isn't armed? Rob Lowe. It's just Brian McKnight. It goes on. Another musician. Another Sarah Jessica Parker. Folks, they're all anti-gunners. Teaching your kids and yourselves how to commit the crime as they themselves in their private life are armed by securities and security detail that are armed.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sun, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesun.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreonthesun.com.